In this time of stay away and COVID-19 awareness, we still have to move around, and in fact are now being encouraged to do so. Just came from the city, back into the mountains, saw a young black going in, saw a young grizz coming home. The bears were meandering, wandering, a bite here, a bite there, into new spring foliage. Absolutely no interest in the road traffic. Why? Because it's bear country. Over a millennium, these Bruins have ruled. This carnivore, the largest in North America, has been a part of the wildlife landscape in the Yukon long before any of us sapiens, since the Beringia area, and remains a very dominant number in the surviving species. There are thousands of them out there in our territory, near 7,000 grizzlies, 10,000 black, and we've got polar bears, well, only if you visit the Beaufort Sea. Over time, every time, one hears of a confrontation. It's a very grim reminder that we do, and always have, and of all remains right, always will, live in our wilderness, which is, and has always been, bear country. When going walking anywhere, understand that COVID-19 means absolutely nothing to a spring bear, not on their menu, particularly a juvenile. These are the teenagers who have been booted by mum because as she goes into heat and her new boyfriend doesn't want anything to do with her other 2 or 3 year old kids. So the kid has to go and hunt for him or herself. Most attacks will come from these, or the unfortunate intervention between a sow and the cub, always a confrontation to be avoided. Despite colorful, informative pamphlets showing you how to stay away and on-air radio advice from those in the field and just plain common sense, people still get attacked and sometimes killed by bears. In a very large geography with a relatively small population, we have a history of bear confrontations. In our villages, communities, and our city, there will be few who can't tell you a bear story. It's a type of news which puts trappers, hunters, guides, hikers, travelers, neighborhoods, our conservation officers, and all responsible on full-time awareness alert. We know that many more planning a walkabout or a driveabout in our territory will listen to the radio than actually pick up the information from our conservation offices or tourism outlets for bear-aware information. So we will leave you musing on definite musts to pick up and read before you set out on your adventure, be it an afternoon walkabout or a planned family holiday into our Yukon wilderness. From your Yukon conservation officer, a pamphlet labeled simply Wild and Alive. Simple steps to keep bear away and you away from them. From Yukon Renewable Resources, the Bear Facts. This information is essential, it's educational, sometimes entertaining, and always available everywhere. In this stay-away time, it's being encouraged to go outside, and we all should. Do not be afraid at all. Get out there in our wilderness. Have no fear. Just be bear aware. On the trail for Shone FM, the beat of a very different drummer, I'm Scott Ross. Keep waving.